Well, Jolie, you've gone through one semester at Wayne State academically and athletically with the track and field program. First of all, the school, it's a new school for you and everything. First semester, you felt like it went pretty well for you.
Yeah, I feel like first semester was pretty great. The college set me up with some great starter classes that got me through a lot of my gen eds and helped me start off finding if I liked what career I would be going into. And overall, it went really smooth, and it was great to meet new people and start all these classes that really let me get a taste of what my career is going to be like when I get out.
So pretty smooth transition. It's always, you know, you talk to high school kids going to college, and I got two kids in school as well. That first semester sometimes, it's maybe a little rocky at first, but for you, it went pretty well, didn't it?
It did, yes.
Glad to hear it. And I take it, did you start training right when you got there because the indoor season begins, you know, in December, it really picks up in January. Did they get you going, like, training right away or kind of right after you got there?
Yes, they did. We got in, and then the next week we started lifting 3 days a week and our practice 5 days a week. So we've been going strong since then.
You had your first indoor meet just the other day at your place, and you were one of a couple of different freshmen who got a chance to compete in that first meet.
Absolutely. It was amazing. It was so awesome to compete with a new team and see all this new competition that was, like, really, really strong people and great competitors. It was amazing.
Of course, in the sprints, when it comes to indoors, it's a little bit different from outdoors. Folks follow track and field. Yeah, they got the 60 meters. You still have a 200 meters. So were those the only two events they put you in for that first meet?
Yes. I was a reserve for the 4x4, but one of my upperclassmen teammates ran it better. So she was on the team, but my coaches have made it known that I will be in the 4x4 at some point.
And you'd love to be in that relay, wouldn't you?
Oh, maybe the 4x1.
You're not a big fan of maybe the quarter. 100 is good for me, but the quarter, that's
yeah.
And especially as you're getting used to on an indoor track, boy, it's a lot different indoor track than it is your outdoor services, isn't it?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Had you ever run on an indoor track ever, freshman through your senior year at Cambridge High?
Yes, I have. Me and my classmate Rachel Harris, Jensen Weiss, who's currently a senior, and our previous upperclassman Brenner Detterding would all compete at the Concordia indoor meets during the winter. So we were pretty familiar with at least Concordia's indoor track, which is a little shorter than Wayne's, but it was still nice to have that experience.
One for sure, because I'm trying to think of Cambridge in the start of the season. University of Nebraska Kearney always have their indoor meets for teams, kind of a kickoff meet. And I trying over the years, I don't think Cambridge went to those, did they?
No, our coach believes that we need to spend that time training extra to get ready for the first outdoor meet, which is completely reasonable.
So this was, it's still, you had a couple of different runs on, as you said, Concordia, but otherwise, Wayne State, you talked about facilities. They have pretty nice facilities there.
Absolutely. Their track is basically brand new last year to this year. And the indoor facility is amazing. The temperature control is so cool. And just, it's this bubble, and it's amazing. You have to be there to really experience it. It's like being inside of a bounce house.
So with your times in the 67.84 in the 60, 26.63 in the 200, were the coaches, seem like when they talked to you, were they pleased? I'm sure you want to run faster, of course. That's the whole idea from meet to meet. You want to run faster, but were they okay with that?
For the most part, my head coach, Travis Cam, he was pretty pleased with my 60s times. We have a lot to do when it comes to, like, technicality. I have a lot I need to learn there. In the 200, he wasn't as pleased, but he also understood that it was my first meet, and we're just excited to come back out here in 2 weeks and work on those times again. As much as I was pleased with the 60, I know that I can work a lot harder in the 200, so I'm ready to prove myself again there.
And it sounds like the team as a whole, Jolie, is really good. I mean, you've got some great upperclassmen to lean on, and some young ladies. I think Olivia Schwartzrock in the throws. You've got some other young ladies. Taylor Arp in the throws. It sounds like your field event ladies are really good this year.
Absolutely. I am very envious of our field event girls. We have a couple freshmen that are coming out, and they're doing things that I never even saw at state in high school. And it's just amazing to be with these teammates that are so driven to do all these amazing things in their events, because that's everything a teammate could ask for.
So it sounds like through a lot of these indoor meets, and eventually when you get the outdoor season, you guys are going to be up there competing for, you know, of course, individual medals, but a team, you're going to be in the team race thick of things every meet you go to. You should be.
I absolutely hope so. I think our relays are going to be extremely strong this year, whether it be our 4x4 and our 4x1, just by the way the freshmen that we've had coming in are absolutely amazing. We've all been working so hard to maximize our times and just do what we can to make our other teammates proud. And that's everything. It's perfect. It's hopefully going to be an amazing year for our relays.
For us folks who love to watch high school track and field, and you had four great years, and boy, the last couple of years, Jolie, there was nothing better than the sprints with you and Addie Hunt to Southern Valley and Clara Spargo, Dundee County, Stratton. What are we going to do now? I did an interview with Clara when she signed on her letter of intent to Northern Arizona about a month ago or so. But I said, what are you going to do for a rival now? You and Addie and Jolie were in the sprints, boom, 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 1, 2, 3, all battling each other. And for the first time, she's got to find another rival. But those were great, great races to be a part of, I'm sure, for a couple of years, weren't they?
Absolutely. I love Clara to bits. She's an amazing person, and she is so athletic, and I can't wait for her to continue her journey. But there are very strong freshmen coming in. I know Rihanna St. Albert of Loomis, she was an amazing freshman last year. She was under a 13-second 100, which is fantastic for a freshman. So I would keep my eyes open for her. I don't know if she's going to be ready for Clara and excited for Clara and willing to take Clara on, but I know she will be there pretty close behind her.
Came home for Christmas for a couple of weeks. Has the rest done you some good a little bit?
Yeah, I've been sleeping quite a bit. We still have a lot of winter workouts that are a little more challenging without any teammates around, but it's kind of just getting out there and doing it, even if it's not as great as it would be on campus. But it's been nice to be with family, eat a lot of food, hang out, not have any homework. That's all been great.
That's exactly right. Kids want to get away from the schoolwork for a little bit of time. Now, you're going to be heading back here shortly, and you're going to get right back in the thick of things. Mount Marty invite coming up a couple of Saturdays from now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'm excited.
And you got a quality indoor schedule. Eventually, you know, you make it to the outdoors. Wouldn't it be great to every goal of every kid there at Wayne State is to qualify for the indoor championships up in Minnesota? And wouldn't that be good as a freshman to get a chance to compete in that?
It would be absolutely amazing. Of course, that's all our goal. We all want to make it there. And I think our team mentally is already strong enough to get going, headed that way. I think it's totally doable for our team.
Well, sounds like you're off to a good start, Jolie, with your freshman season, academics and athletics, having a ball with the track and field team, making a lot of new friends, and no question that Wayne State, what they've done and offered you, you're glad you made that decision for them.
Absolutely. I wouldn't have chose anywhere else.